was Hyuk's only friend when he was new, because everyone made fun of him. But now he's ignoring me.
He shouldn't do that to you. But are you willing to forgive him and give him another chance? Hi, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. When me and my friend Marty graduated from middle school and went to high school, we were best friends. But a few months into our ninth grade year, I started playing sports, and he got involved with the band, and pretty soon we didn't talk too much anymore. Too bad we didn't stay friends after all those years. I wish we would have. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times." Is there someone in your life that needs a good friend? Why not call or text them and let them know that you still care? I'm going to call Marty right now. Let's listen to our story for today. It's called A True Friend. Grady had tried to be a good friend to Hyuk. When kids poked fun at Hyuk's name because it was different from theirs, it was Grady who came to his aid. When they failed to include Hyuk in their plans, Grady was the one who spoke up for him. But now that the kids had finally accepted him, Hyuk seemed to forget that Grady even existed and spent his spare time with others. "I'm through helping him," Grady told his dad angrily. "I'll give him a taste of his own medicine. I'm going to ignore him." Just then, Grady's phone vibrated in his pocket. He pulled it out and looked at the screen. "It's Hyuk," he said. He silenced the phone and stuck it back in his pocket. "So just when you were about to give up on him, Hyuk called you," Dad remarked. "I guess he hasn't forgotten you after all." Grady shook his head. "He just wants me to help him get on the baseball team," he muttered. "Well, he can forget it. He only calls me when he needs something. I don't want to be his friend anymore." Grady's dad didn't say anything for a minute. Finally, he spoke. "I'm glad Jesus doesn't feel that way about us." "What do you mean?" asked Grady. "Well, he wants us to spend time with him every day, but we often call on him only when we need something. I'm thankful he's always there to hear us, no matter how much he's been ignored. Aren't you?" Grady nodded. "I never thought about that before. So you're saying we should be there for people even if they ignore us?" "It's what Jesus does for us, and we're called to show his love to others," Dad replied. "Besides, I think it would help you if you told Hyuk how you feel. He might not even realize how his actions have hurt you." "Okay, thanks, Dad," Grady said as he pulled out his phone. "I'll call him right now." So what about you? Are there people that you only talk to when you want something from them? What about Jesus? Do you only think to talk to him when you need something? He's always there to hear you and help you, even if you haven't talked to him in a long time. He's a true friend, and he wants you to be a true friend to others. Spend time with him every day and ask him to help you to be a true friend to those around you. Our key verse is Proverbs 17:17. It says,
"A friend loves at all times."
And our key thought today, be a true friend. Did you know there are 1.9 billion kids all around the world? Each one of them needs to hear about Jesus. And now you can help tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. Every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To find out how, go to keysforkids.net/storyteller. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.